29 of Devarayamim base. After Ahaz's death, we have his son Chizkiah, who's age 25. He's going to be a new king. He's going to reign for 29 years, probably the happiest 29 years for a while. He was a man of Sidkus. He gathers the Kanim together in Yerushalayim. He says, he puts history right. He says, look, all the things that have befallen us in Ahaz's reign, but because of the Avodah Zarah, you should reopen, repair the Beis HaMikdash. He sanctified Rosh Chodesh. He brought both Kedusha in space and time. In other words, time being the festivals, Rosh Chodesh, the space being the Beis HaMikdash, he brought that Kedusha back. It took the Kohanim 16 days with the Levim to remove all the idolatry from the Beis HaMikdash and purify the Kelim. Unbelievable. Why? So Rashi in Pasuk Yudayin says the cleaning took so long, there were idolatrous images like etched onto the walls by Ahaz in the Beis HaMikdash. Just unbelievable to think about. 16th of Nisan, they finished it. They offered Karban Chatas to atone for the sins and also for the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was closed. Chizkiah reinstated the watchers of the Kohanim and Levim, and the Karbonas were accompanied by singing, by music, by halal. They offered so many Karbonas that the Levim had to help the Kohanim with the skinning of the Olan. It's a bit of a machlokes between the Ralbag and the Radak, whether this Levim helping was like an emergency measure because there were so many Karbonas, or maybe you don't need a Kohen to skin the Ola anyway, so a Levi can help. Remember, normally the Avodas and the Beis HaMikdash are done by Kohanim. Shechita you're allowed to do if you're a non-Kohen. The question is, what about the skinning? That seems to be a machlokes Rishonim.